Hello, and welcome to the Bethesda podcast feed. It's here you can find all of our recorded services. And for more information, you can visit us at gobethesda.com. We hope you enjoy.
My. Spirit of the Lord is in this house, is it not? Woo! Feel the Holy Ghost in here. How many loves your pastor? You love your pastor's wife and their family. Can't make it without the man of God in your life. And Sunday night, I'm excited about Sunday nights. I like it. How about you, huh? Great feel in here. You know, Sunday night's just like family night. You know, you can cut up on family night, you know. Sunday morning, you try to be on your best behavior. You know what I'm saying. You know, you kind of like checking stuff out, making sure, you know, you brought your buddy with you, and you're thinking, oh, my God, I hope they don't do nothing stupid and start rolling on the floor or something. My friend already thinks I'm nuts. But see, Sunday night, if you don't roll on the floor, people going, I wonder what's wrong with them. Sunday night, we're supposed to be throwing down, having fun. Pastor a while ago said the camera's off. You can kind of get your praise on. Even if you don't have rhythm, you can still act like you can dance. You know you can't dance when you're biting your bottom lip. Yeah, so we won't talk about that. So God's good. Look at your neighbor, say, you look better than I do. Praise team, y'all done phenomenal tonight. Y'all done phenomenal. Let's give them a hand of clap. Praise. I kind of enjoyed when Pastor said loosen up a little bit, because I know what the Lord kind of put in my spirit to preach, and so it might entail a little loosening up. Now, if you're new here, it's okay. It can only get worse from here. All right? And what I like about coming here is I was here before most of all of y'all. Yeah. I mean, I've been coming here since the get-go. Yeah. And so, you know, I see a lot of new faces, and I see some familiar faces. And I love to cut up. So if you're easily offended, just run on up here real quick. We'll pour a little water on you and pray. And then that way you can go through the rest of the service really enjoying and not go through the service all ticked off. You know, because I love to have fun. And I told one church they didn't have a sense of humor, but I told this church, I said, I know the Lord's got a sense of humor. If you don't believe me, look at your neighbor. Now, you see, y'all thought it was funny. You should have saw them. They were like, they got madder. And I thought, well, you know what? At least I got the mic. We're going to have fun anyway. So we had fun. It was horrible. And then we went on about our business. So I love having good church, don't you? I love having fun in the Holy Ghost. And I like the Lord to have his way. I know I cut up a lot, but here we go. The Bible said, for this I say unto you, he said, by the word of the Lord, by the word of the Lord, he said, we which are alive and remain. Boy, that's a good thing. We which are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. We which are alive and remain. All right? Waiting on the coming of the Lord. Shall not prevent them. All right? Which are asleep. He said, for the Lord himself, he shall descend from heaven with a loud shout. I know y'all kind of like it loud here, so we're right in the right spot. There's some folks, man. There's some churches, man. It's dead as a hammer. Whoo, I can't go to church there. But these churches here, y'all, I don't know if you like it real loud, but you do like it kind of, you know, getting with it. I could tell just tonight. But but the Lord himself going to descend from heaven with a shout. So for at least a few moments, you're going to have to like it loud. With the voice of the archangels, and he said, the trump of God, he said, the dead in Christ are going to rise first. But then he said, listen, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds. Ooh, I don't know about you, but that's going to be a day right there. Huh? Going to be caught up with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Now, I don't know about you. I'm having fun down here right now. But I can't wait for the Lord to come back and take us out of here. I know we got our new building and I know we're enjoying it, but I can't wait to hear that trump blow and the Lord say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. How about you? Huh? So if you don't mind, I won't preach long tonight. I promise you. I know it's Sunday night and we all got to work tomorrow. Let me preach just for a few moments. This is your day to rejoice. Uh-oh. We might as well practice a little bit. I said, this is your day to rejoice. Remember, the camera's off. Bump your neighbor. Say, don't worry about nobody else. The camera's off. This is your day to rejoice. Are you all right with that? One of the passages of Scripture, the Bible talks about it in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 16. And here's what it said. Rejoice evermore. Just a little simple scripture. Rejoice evermore. So let me preach just for a few moments about this is your day to rejoice. Everybody all right with that? You going to preach with me for just a few moments? God's going to move today. There's going to be signs, wonders, miracles. God can do anything in the house when we just open up our spirit. Everybody all right with that? One more time. Give him a hand clap of praise. And when you're done, you can sit down. You might not stay there. It's all right, though. The Bible talks about how the whole fifth chapter was written by the Apostle Paul. Here's what it was. Now somebody done got to messing with my mic already. I can feel it. Here we go. The whole fifth chapter was written by the Apostle Paul. He was instructing the church. He said, listen, I want to write a little bit. He said, concerning edifying one another. I'm going to take my time for just a few moments. I kind of put this down. He said, listen, I want you to be at peace among yourself. And he said, I'm going to warn you against being a little unruly. And then he goes on to say, I'm going to admonish to support the weak and to be patient toward all men. And then he goes on to say, he said, see that none renders evil for evil. In verse 17, he goes a little further and he says, here's what I want you to do. I know this is our prayer and fast week, but here's what he said. He said, I want you to pray without ceasing. What he meant was is that you don't got to walk around all day long just saying, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, but all day long you can have him on your mind. And any time that you need a little help from God, you can say, hey, God, I've been talking to you all day long. I've been talking to you all night long. So I'm going to pray without ceasing. In verse 19, he said, quench not the spirit. He said, what does that mean? Somebody might say, what do you mean, quench not the spirit? I'll tell you what that means in an apostolic church. That means that when you want to clap your hands, you can clap your hands. When you want to leap for joy, you can leap for joy. When you want to take a lap, you can take a lap. When you want to roll around a little bit, you can roll around a little bit. He said, quench not the spirit. Verse 20 said, despise not prophesying. What do you mean? That when you hear a word from the Lord, it's all right to give it to somebody. When you begin to feel the unction of the Holy Ghost, it's all right to speak a word of faith. When God begins to rest on you, it's all right to say, you know what? You're going to be blessed and highly favored. It's all right to say, hey, listen, God has got you in his best interest. It's all right to look at somebody and say, get ready. God's going to do something great in your life. And in verse 22, he said, abstain from the very appearance of evil. What that meant was, is if you know you shouldn't do it, then just get a little sense about yourself and stay away from it. That's the David Smith version of the Bible right there. If you know it's bad for you, just don't do it. You don't need no bracelet that says, what would Jesus do? You just need to ask yourself, is what's he going to do to me? You'll get rid of that thing because you'll find out. But right in the middle of that great discourse, just in case you forgot, he said, see that none renders evil for evil. He said, pray without ceasing. He said, quench not the spirit. He said, despise not prophesying. He said, abstain from the very appearance of evil. But right in the middle of that great discourse of needful instruction, a little scripture that almost seemed like it was out of place. In verse 16, he said, rejoice evermore. I've learned something about rejoicing. It was a command. And when you begin to rejoice, there's not a devil in hell that can stop it. When you begin to rejoice, it don't matter what the doctor says. It don't matter what the lawyer says. It don't matter what the banker says. It don't matter what the next door neighbor says. When you begin to rejoice, there is nothing can stop. It was a command in the Bible. And when you obey that command, there's nothing that can stop the move of God. I'm going to just be a little honest a little bit. That he didn't say rejoice some of the time. He didn't say just rejoice when everything is going well. He didn't say rejoice when everybody's acting like your friend. He didn't say rejoice when your favorite preacher's preaching. He said rejoice evermore. That means when you don't feel like shouting, you ought to shout. When you don't feel like running, you ought to run. When you don't feel like praising, you ought to praise. I'm telling you, this is your day to rejoice. This is your time to rejoice. Whatever you want from God, God can and will abundantly satisfy. That rejoice means always. It means a perpetual rejoicing. I'm going to just go ahead. It ain't here, but I'm going to just go ahead and let the cat out the bag. Thank God it ain't here. Unfortunately, some churches have replaced joyful songs of victory with mournful sounds and depressing strings. Some churches don't even want to worship anymore because they're a little worried about what everything and everybody is going to think about them. But I'm glad I'm in a church that God is alive and well, that when you get ready to rejoice, somebody's going to rejoice with you. When you get ready to pray, somebody's going to pray with you. When you get ready to shout, somebody's going to shout with you. When you get ready to give, somebody's going to give with you. This is your day to rejoice. The Lord can do anything when you begin to give him honor and praise and glory. When you begin to open up the windows of heaven and say, I'm not going to let this world dictate to me how things are going to be, but I'm going to rejoice because I know that God has me in his best interest. That Bible said that honor and majesty are before him, and strength and gladness is in this place. He said, for the kingdom of God, it's not just meat and drink, but it is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Some people might get a little upset on this one, but not to rejoice implies that he isn't here. Not to rejoice implies that there might be a lack of faith. Not to rejoice might imply that there's an absence of hope and love. But Jesus said, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be filled. Can I tell somebody in the building, this is your day to rejoice. Whatever you want, I don't care how you feel, you need to rejoice. I don't care what the doctor said, you need to rejoice. I don't care what the banker says, you need to rejoice. I don't care what the next door neighbor says, you need to rejoice. Somebody ought to dance in advance in here and say, I'm about to get a miracle. I'm about to be set free. God is about to work out on my behalf. This is your day to rejoice. 12 times in the letter to the Philippians, Paul told them to rejoice in the Lord. He said, rejoice in the Lord always, again, I say, rejoice. Some may ask the question, and I've had a few through my years of preaching around, you know, about rejoicing. I know some people say, well, it just ain't in me. Well, that's all right. I'm just not used to that, and it's all right, but I've learned something. You know, you might not be good the first time, but you keep on trying something. After a while, you can learn how to do it. Kind of like riding your bicycle. You had training wheels. You kept falling off, and you got to crying, and your mama and your daddy said, you gonna ride that bike. I bought it. You gonna ride it. My mama would say, I'm gonna beat you. I'm gonna break your arm off and beat you with the bloody end of it. You gonna ride that bike. I worked my tail off to get it. You gonna ride that bike. Suck it up and quit crying. That's before we had helmets. That's what's wrong with me. That's what's wrong with Pastor too, but it's all right. We still had fun. You got me? But after a while, I got to riding that bike. And then after a while, mama and daddy took them training wheels off. I'm 58 years old. I can still get out there and ride a bicycle right now. It's just kind of same thing with worshiping. It's the same thing with shouting. It's the same thing with giving. It's the same thing about living for God. You might not be doing the best at the beginning, but if you just keep on, there's not a devil in hell going to stop you. You might not have it all together, but there's not a devil in hell that can pull you out of here. I'm telling somebody, this is your day to rejoice. I have people say, when should I rejoice? The Bible says always. I don't like rejoicing. What didn't you get? I'm just sticking with the Bible. Don't get mad at me. Why to rejoice? Because the Bible says we are commanded. I'm going to tell you, you want to just get people all beside themselves when they don't know? You ever notice people come by and they say, praise the Lord? You know, y'all do that around here? Do y'all say praise the Lord? Some people don't like that, but I still like that. Praise the Lord, and then what happens? And then people say, praise the Lord. Well, that's not even Bible, but we love it. We do so many non-Bible things, it's crazy, but we sing so many non-biblical songs, it's crazy, but it don't matter. Like, send it on down. I want to keep saying, where are you at? It's been here since the day of Pentecost. What's wrong? You got your little umbrella up? Send it on down. Send it on. I'm like, really? You got to be kidding me. It's been here. Where you been? Uh-oh. Yeah, I like when somebody says, praise the Lord. You go, praise the Lord. That ain't even Bible. In the Bible, when he said, praise the Lord, it was a command. Now, if I said, hey, church, say praise the Lord, you would say, praise the Lord. But if I just stood up and said, church, praise the Lord, that's not wanting a response and praise the Lord. That was a command. That's the Bible. When he said, praise the Lord, they begin to praise the Lord. They begin to clap and worship and dance and pray. Yeah. So we'll just practice. Y'all ready? It's fun. We'll have fun. Praise the Lord, church. You got it going on, you quick learners. That's in the Bible. Praise the Lord, church. Look at your neighbor and say, praise the Lord, friend. Look at somebody else and say, praise the Lord. This is your day to rejoice. That's Bible. That's Bible. Next time a preacher comes through and they get that tradition, they come up and say, praise the Lord, church. Just freak him out. Just get the praise in the Lord. Somebody ought to get out in the aisle. Just get the praise. So they're going to look at pastor and they're going to say, what's going on? Say, they're just being obedient. They're praising the Lord. Huh? That's Bible. Woo. I know I'm just kind of hanging out and having fun tonight, but we all right. Where? Okay, you can sit down. Where to rejoice? Oh, God. People are going to fall out on this one. Where to rejoice? The Bible says, and whatsoever state you find yourself in. Pastor, I'm going through hell. Rejoice. Pastor, I had a flat tire on the way to church. Rejoice. Pastor, my transmission's slipping. Rejoice. Pastor, I got a bad report at the hospital. Rejoice. Uh-oh. Oh, Pastor, my guitar string just broke. Rejoice. Oh, yeah. Oh, Lord. Huh? Rejoice. See, I'm just like to stick with the Bible. That Bible's got every medicine you need. That Bible's got every answer you need. That Bible, where to rejoice in whatsoever state we find ourselves. All right? I'm going to give you some how to rejoice. Is that all right? We're just going to stick with the Bible tonight. We're having fun. It's Sunday night. My God. We'll go back to work tomorrow, but tonight we're going to have fun. All right? How to rejoice. You ready? Y'all been doing it. The Bible says in prayer, how to rejoice. I won't keep saying how to rejoice. All these are how to rejoice. The Bible says in preaching Christ. The Bible says rejoice in faith. The Bible said rejoice in godly living. The Bible said rejoice in Christ's day. The Bible said rejoice in sacrifice and service. The Bible says to rejoice in fellowship. The Bible says to rejoice in the Lord. The Bible says to rejoice in worshiping of God. The Bible said to rejoice in the care of the church. The Bible said to rejoice in salvation. The Bible said to rejoice in truth. The Bible said to rejoice, you're going to like this, when others walk in truth. The Bible said to rejoice in the salvation of souls. The Bible said to rejoice in the hope of God's glory. Oh, you're going to really like this one. The Bible said rejoice if your name is written in heaven. Oh, come on now. If your name's written in heaven, you got a reason to rejoice. If your name's written in heaven, you got a reason to rejoice. This is the one that you got to hide a little bit and make sure everybody ain't looking at you, thinking bad about you. Oh, are you ready? Rejoice, the Bible says, when you're tempted. Oh, look, everybody goes. Your mind's saying, don't move, don't move. They looking, they looking. Huh? Rejoice when you're tempted. Huh? Oh, so you mean when I was tempted, that wasn't a sin? No. Your temptation, the sin comes is when you act on your temptation. Uh-oh. See, the enemy has no influence. Boy, I feel the Holy Ghost. The enemy has no influence of his own. He uses us to get his work done. The enemy don't have no influence of his own. He uses people to get his work done. Huh? So the Bible said rejoice when you've been tempted. Anybody ever been tempted in here? Well, go on and rejoice. That means you're all right. If you hadn't been tempted, you lied. But it's okay. We're going to let you repent in a minute. Oh, here we go. Oh, you're going to like this one. Bible says rejoice when you've been tried. Whoo. Huh? Oh, you going down to that church? Yeah. Oh, you going to go? Oh, y'all acting like that down there? Yeah. Huh? Oh, you not getting a raise this year, but they are. Yeah. Huh? Uh-oh. Yeah. Yeah. You're overqualified for that job. That's why we knocking you down. Yeah. Yeah. Huh? The Bible said rejoice when you've been tried. Uh-oh. Anybody been tried lately? Huh? You got a reason to rejoice. Go ahead. I'm giving you the okay to rejoice. I'm just telling you what the Bible says. My. Oh, here we go. Oh, this is going to be a hard one. Bible said to rejoice when you're sorrowful. You think about that. All kind of mess breaking loose. All kind of problems happen. Things happening. I mean, Bible said, you know what? Just rejoice. Anybody ever been sorrowful? Yeah. You feel, huh? Yeah, sure. Guess what? Go ahead and rejoice. Yeah. Got liberty coming here. Oh, you're going to love this one. They're going to love rejoice, Bible says, when you've been persecuted. I'll break that down to where we live. Rejoice when you've been talked about. Rejoice when you've been lied on. Rejoice when your buddy comes by and snubs you. Rejoice when you've been persecuted. Rejoice when you've been falsely accused. Rejoice when people done lied upon you and don't even know the whole story. Anybody ever been persecuted in here? Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm going to ask again. Anybody ever really been persecuted in here? You ought to rejoice. I'm telling you, this is your day. Because when the enemy tries to come in like a flood, and then sometime he tries to come in like a whisper, and then sometime what happens is that the enemy, he'll just try to use somebody else to make things come to you. What you got to do is realize, you know what? I don't know what the enemy's trying to do, because this is my day to rejoice. Because listen, in my worst day, I'm better off than the devil. At my worst time, I'm better off at the devil. I'm telling you, that Bible said, praise the Lord. Uh-oh. We're going to act on the Bible tonight. You ready? The Bible said, praise the Lord. Now let me show you what praise is. Are you ready? Praise is when you tell somebody else how good God is. See, praise is this way. Anybody can praise, but not everybody can worship. See, the only way you can worship is to be in alignment with Him. Anybody can praise, but not everybody can worship. Praise is when you're walking around and you look at somebody and say, hey, bro, the Lord's been good to me. That's praise. The Lord's going to bless you. That's praise. God's got something great for you. That's praise. God can do anything. That's praise. God knows your number. That's praise. See, praise is when you tell somebody else about it. But worship is when you don't care about nothing else. And you're saying, it's just me and Him. I don't care what they think about me. I don't care what they say about me. I don't care how they look at me. I don't care if they think I'm nuts. I don't care nothing about it. I'm going to worship Him in spirit and in truth. And I'm going to worship Him because I know God has me in His best interest. But we're going to act on the Bible. It says, praise the Lord. Tell somebody. Tell somebody how good it is. Tonight's Friday. It's Sunday night. We're going to talk to one another. Tell somebody. Praise. Go ahead. Bible said, praise the Lord. Then He said, praise God in the sanctuary. Tell somebody how good He is here in the sanctuary. Huh? Yeah. And it said, praise Him in the firmament of His power. It said, praise Him for His mighty acts and greatness. Huh? I'm telling you, when you begin to talk about the goodness of God, all of a sudden the enemy starts saying, wait a minute, I'm losing my grip on those people because they're beginning to tell about the goodness of Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, there's some praisers in the house. There's some worshipers in the house. There's some believers in the house. There's some overcomers in the house. This is your day to rejoice. God can do anything when you come into this house. I was preaching and having you can sit down. I was preaching and having a good time and it was kind of funny. People were praising and people were getting with it. And Pastor Hill, they were shouting and running and bucking and snorting. And what I didn't know, it was my first time there, see? And I ain't going to let nobody out shout me. I don't care if I got to take my shoes off and take my socks off. I'm going to keep up. Tell right now, I ain't playing. Shoot. And they took off running, Brother Hill. And I thought, oh, no. Oh, no. So I ran with them. A few minutes later, they took off running again. Man, I thought, oh. I'm running with them, you know. Getting my praise on, brother. Somebody said, was you feeling it? No, I wasn't feeling it. I was facing it until I feel it. You know what I'm talking about? Like coming tonight. You're like, oh my God, Pastor called Sunday night service. What? I'm going to go ahead and go. But now since you got here, you're thinking, boy, I'm so glad I came. Yeah. I'm having fun. We're having a comedy show. And then they took off running again. And I ran again. And I'm thinking, boy, these people run a lot. And then I ran. I'm not exaggerating. I can take you to, you know who it is. I'm going to tell you who it is in a minute. And I ran 8 times that night. We had somebody tonight want to run, didn't we, Pastor? Yeah. Yeah. Who wants to take a lap? Who wanted to run tonight? Well, come on, baby. Come on. I'm going to run with you. Come on.
Come on. Which way are we going? Let's go this way. Take off. I'm going to go with you. Come on. Yeah. Yeah. She said, Pastor, can we run tonight? Pastor said, well, we'll see. Well, you have not because you asked not. You want to run tonight? We're going to run. What's wrong with you young people? What's wrong with you young people? What's wrong with you young people? Grandma, y'all ain't got to run, but you young people, y'all better run. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-oh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We got some middle-agers running, too. It's fun. Somebody said, oh, that's foolish. Is it foolish? I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to shout. I'm going to have fun. I'm going to have a good time in the Lord. Fun times.
What's that little girl's name, Pastor? What is it?
Kennedy.
Kennedy, you listen to Brother Smith. I'm David. You listen to me. Anytime you want to run, you run. Is that all right, Pastor? If Pastor says y'all sit down, then sit down. Because sometimes we got to move on. This ain't a track house, but it is a worshiping house. Her running, somebody might get a miracle. Her running might break somebody free. Her running might get, you see, you shouting, you doing something, it might give somebody else a little glory. I got to hurry. You can sit down. I ran 8 times. I'm not lying. I was looking for an oxygen tank back there. They got a big church. Man, I thought to myself, this is the most honking runningest people I've ever saw. I finally sat down. Barry Sutton says, Smith. I'm like, yeah. He said, what are you doing? I said, I'm at church. He goes, what? No. What are you doing? I said, I mean, he caught me off guard. It's my first time there. I said, I don't know. Am I doing something wrong? He said, no. He said, you've ran 8 times tonight. I said, yeah, I know that. I said, that ain't no news to me. I'm sucking air right now. I was about 260 then. I said, I'm sucking air. He goes, no. He said, we all laughing. I said, why y'all laughing? He said, we run here in groups. He said, you've ran with all 8 groups. I said, what the devil? Why didn't somebody tell me that? I ran with all the groups. It's like I'm running with Section 8, you know? But in that running, Brother Hill, there was a woman on the front row. No joke. Just like this. And in my mind, I'm thinking, you know, everybody running but her. Now, I was younger then. I'm thinking, I wish I could Freddie Clarker, you know, like, get up in Jesus' name, you know. But I didn't. So I'm preaching alone. No, God's my witness. Call Brother Sutton. Oh, I'm praying for people. I got down by this lady, and she says, just like this, excuse me, sir. I said, yes, ma'am. She says, I guess you've noticed I didn't run. I was younger then. I'm older now. Y'all say, have a little mercy. I said, oh, yeah. I've noticed, lady. You've been sitting there like a knot on a dill pickle while I've been running my tail off. I just had enough, I guess, or something. And she goes, well, let me tell you why I didn't run. I said, okay. She says, now I can't walk. I thought, boy, you an ignorant mogue now. I wanted to hit my own self with the mic. She said, because let me tell you why. I said, why? She said, when I got here today, I told my kids, don't you pull that wheelchair out and don't you roll me in that church. She said, I've been sitting here since 5 o'clock.
She said, I told them, you come set me on the front row. She said, because when I leave here tonight, she said, I'm going to be walking. And I thought to myself, I said, ma'am, I'm so sorry. She said, don't you be sorry. She said, because while you were running, my legs began to catch on fire. And she said, and I've just been waiting to get your attention. And she said, if you'll back up a little bit. And when I backed up, she literally stood to her feet and she started doing her legs like that. And she said, I haven't walked in 18 years, but God just healed my body. I'm telling somebody in the building, this is your day to rejoice. My God can heal anybody. My God can touch anybody. My God can work anybody. I'm telling you, this is your day to rejoice. Come on, somebody rejoice right now. Somebody give him high praise right now. Somebody give him glory right now in this house. Yeah. Yeah. Saw Brother Sutton's son-in-law a few years back at a little conference. I said, hey, man, tell me about the woman. He said, hey, bro, you're not going to believe it. He said, she walked that night. I said, I know. He said, she never went back to the chair. I said, I know. He said, but what you didn't know, he said, she got the Holy Ghost a few weeks later, and she got baptized a few weeks later in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. He said, and now she's dancing on streets of gold. I'm telling you, you never know how the Lord's going to work. You never know how the Lord's going to do. So anytime you got a reason to rejoice, you ought to do it. Anytime you get a chance to rejoice, you ought to do it. Anytime you get a chance to give him praise and honor and glory, you ought to do it. You say, why is that? Because this is your day to rejoice. God can and will do anything. You can sit down. I'm done. So I'm telling you tonight, I'm a believer that God can do anything. I'm a believer that when we pray, anything is possible. I just did a revival in West Virginia, and they had a gentleman come, and he's a pastor, 78 years old. He has stage 4 cancer, Brother Hill. Came on a Monday. His wife come to me. They have another persuasion, and we got a bunch of different kind of churches together, and they asked me to come preach, and we had 100 7 nights we had 146 people receive the gift of the Holy Ghost that never had the Holy Ghost before. All right, let me tell you what a Woo 3 Clap Church is, because this ain't a Woo 3 Clap Church. A Woo 3 Clap Church is when we say something good that God's done, we do woo, or we go. That's a Woo 3 Clap Church. This ain't a Woo 3 Clap Church. So when we say something good, we're supposed to rejoice about that. So I'm going to back up and tell that story again. I was in West Virginia. I preached 7 nights to people that don't believe like we believe. And then they saw the truth, and 146 got the Holy Ghost. That's educated people right here. Quick learners. You want to make pastor preach better? When he says something good, you need to get up and scream. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. They're getting fun in here. Yeah. Yeah. You sit down. Yeah. Get the Holy Ghost. The pastor's wife come to me. I won't say where, who, and how, and where they came from. She said, I want you to listen to me. Under no circumstance does he get the Holy Ghost. I said, you're talking about the pastor? She goes, oh, yeah. She goes, because if he gets the Holy Ghost, we're going to get fired. And she said, we're only 2 years from retiring. And she said, I don't mind getting it in 2 years, but I just can't get it now. No problem, ma'am. Lord, could you hold off another 2 years and wait on this one here? I'm kidding. So I said, well, okay. So I'd go to him all during I prayed for him on Monday night because he had cancer, you know, so we prayed for him. And I went to him on Tuesday night and said, you all right? Oh, yeah, yeah. I said, you want me to pray for you, get that Holy Ghost? He said, oh. He said, man, I got to go home with her. I said, it's all right. Yeah. So we kept on. Thursday night he comes, and he got a little spring in his step. He's 78. He ain't no spring chicken, but he moving a little quicker Thursday, man. He kind of got a little bounce to him, and I'm thinking, oh, Bob kind of happy. I said, Bob, what you happy about? He said, what am I happy about? He said, Monday we prayed. He said, I got stage 4 cancer. He said, I'm 2 years from retiring. He said, I'm about to kick the bucket unless I can retire or kick this cancer. He said, I just got back from the doctor today. Doctor said, I don't know what's wrong with you. You don't got no cancer.
I'm telling somebody this is your day to rejoice. I'm telling somebody he's a miracle worker. I'm telling somebody he's a healer. I'm telling somebody my God can do anything. I'm telling you, this is your day. God is a miracle worker.
He can do anything. He can take care of any diseases, any problems, any situations. It's Sunday night. It's family here tonight. So we putting our guard down tonight. How many? I never do it like this hardly ever. But y'all okay with me? We having fun. Anybody in this building, you got something. It might be a sickness, a disease, a problem, a situation, a dilemma, and you need God to, I'm talking about, absolutely step into your situation and change it. You need that to happen for you. Would you lift your hand? You just going to be honest. You're going to be honest. All right? Here's what we're fixing to do. All right?
Thank you for joining us. And for more information, you can visit us at gobethesda.com. You can also visit us in person at 15050 Daigle Road, Prairieville, Louisiana. Services are at 10 a.m. Sunday and 7 p.m. on Wednesday.